I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia's been in the headlines for a variety of reasons. But today, we're talking about religious freedom and the definition of extremism. Plus, what does it look like when women support and encourage each other in spiritual things on a global scale? Well, it looks like ministry, and we'll be talking about that in just a few moments. But first, religious freedom in Russia continues to balance dangerously on a crumbling fulcrum. The latest group under fire has probably recently knocked on your door. The Jehovah's Witnesses. Russia's justice ministry has applied to have this faith group labeled as extremists and have all of their activity banned. The Supreme Court will hold a hearing on April 5th. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says this issue is a concern for all of us.
I think it's concerning because there have not been any extremist attacks from Jehovah's Witness within their area versus some of the groups where there are extremists who do attacks. And so anytime you're labeling a group with an extremism ideology, it puts other faith groups at risk.
Especially under Russia's anti-terrorism law, Christians would be the next easy target. Open Doors is keeping an eye on the situation. But even if things do get worse, Fuentes says we can be confident that the gospel will continue to be spread throughout Russia.
We often see that the church grows and thrives in the face of persecution. There's a lot of horrible things that come with persecution, but God also brings beauty out of ashes in many of these cases. So pray for strength if persecution is going to be increasing in this region, if Christians are targeted next.
Our next story takes place in Ukraine, where war has still not let up. In fact, fighting has been so bad that the frontline towns are being evacuated. However, there is hope. Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird shares.
Last week, I was traveling with a team of five Ukrainian pastors and ministers to some of the frontline towns in eastern Ukraine. These are really being hit hard by artillery strikes and a lot of fighting. We were there and we were visiting evangelical churches that are in those towns and ministering the gospel and to the daily needs of people despite great risk for themselves.
At a small church on the front line with barely a dozen members before the war, Laird was part of a special meeting. Over 100 people came and many of them gave their lives to Christ.
God is doing an amazing work. As the scripture says, what man intends for evil, God uses for good. And so we're highly encouraged by the incredible spiritual harvest that is coming as a result of our crisis evangelism efforts. But we are also greatly concerned because our crisis evangelism fund is hitting nearly zero. In fact, we were very concerned that we weren't going to be able to continue the ministry even next month.
But you can help. Would you consider giving to SGA's crisis evangelism fund? For the details and ways that you can pray, go to missionnews.org. And Transworld Radio just put a new splash of paint, so to speak, on their Women of Hope audio program. See, they wanted to update the logo and website specifically, but the TWR Women of Hope program itself still has the same message. Dr. Peggy Banks with TWR explains.
It's an audio program that brings hope to women in places where they are struggling in their marriages or their relationships or how to raise children. Very practical issues that they deal with, and then we also deal with a soul issue in that program.
TWR Women of Hope broadcasts in 7 regions of the world in 71 different languages. But why programming specifically for women?
It's important that women have programs that are created by women for women so that they can connect with one another and their hearts connect together as women of God, as they connect their hearts to the Lord.
You can listen to TWR's Women of Hope programs online or even share a program's episode with a friend. We'll give you that link to listen to at missionnews.org. And one more thing.
I would love women to take away from TWR Women of Hope to know that when we acknowledge God's rule in our lives and we set our minds on things above, set our minds on the things of Christ, God enables us to be women of hope.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us through iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.